Ooh, hey, good. Hey, we're live. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Hope you're all doing well. It is Saturday, about 7:46. We're a little bit later than normal. Been up, looking at some data, seeing what's out there. I wasn't really too crazy about posts out there and what was going on. Nothing really stuck out to me. So I just wanted to share with you today. And again, I should say this. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I'm Greg Master, Agile Coach and Scrum Master, and we talk about practical and tactical ideas in Scrum and Agile to help you get home to your family and friends to have some fun, build your business, not stress out so much, and balance work and life. And I have to look at Bezos to say he wasn't so keen on the work-life balance thing. So I have to read that article. Maybe we'll pop in and talk about that later. That was something that was popped up on LinkedIn. A couple things I want to just cover. One, just correction on the show the other day, and I posted the comments about the contest I did because we won the court case, the appeal here in Philly for the zoning. And I said it was like a $500 prize. It was actually $300, so it was a $300 prize. However, I will say I'll probably use the young architect again in a future job. So, you know, you make more money as you go. So I want to talk a little bit about that, I kind of want to do a whole show on how we use social media and agile techniques for the whole gathering data, bringing stuff up, presenting it at each court case. I might make that a whole different show, so I'm probably not going to go in. And it is late. It is Saturday. I don't know how many people are really awake at this time doing stuff or doing work, and I got a lot of stuff. I got to get ready for Girl Scout cookies. So theoretically, tomorrow, there may be a mound of Girl Scout cookies here over my head. We'll find out because my wife is going to go pick them up in about an hour. So I got to make this fast. However, so maybe we'll talk about the whole contest and how we did that and how we applied like agile principles to getting prepared and having this quick turnaround on stuff. We'll do that in another episode. One of the things I was doing this morning, why it took me a while to get longer to get here, I was filming some pieces for a TikTok video, which I'm going to do later. It's going to be a two-part thing. But also doing some research on job posting, certs, things like that, that are out there. So what I showed as we came on, so what I did, and I got this little map here, and we'll go through them all. I went through LinkedIn because I was curious what's out there, what's popped up. So I did a quick little test, and this is something anybody should do. Do it for yourself, your region. Do it for your local area. You can do it worldwide, whatever you want to do. This search I did was just United States. I looked at Scrum Master. I looked at Agile Coach. I looked at Project Manager. I know we had a discussion a while ago. Why do you have all three titles? Because not all systems have figured out what a Scrum Master is or an Agile Coach. They call them a lot of times project managers. In the scheme of things, in something like LinkedIn, the HR systems are not ready. You'd be amazed at how many things I saw in there. They created certain numbers and acronyms for things that weren't acronyms. People just think well, it's a certified Agile Coach or some other thing, and they create these acronyms out there out of the blue. A lot of times these recruiters do, and they don't know. But what I wanted to share with you is some results on what's out there, because it's very interesting. And I think I'm going to do this every so often, maybe once a quarter or something, once every 4 months or something. I'll go out and take a snapshot of what's out there, because I know the new year's coming and everybody's looking. What do you want to do in the new year? Are there any certs you want to get, studies you want to do? You want to grow and get bigger? And there's a lot of people out there putting job postings because they got funded for the new year and they need new staff to do the job, right? So here's what I got. Let's see if we can do it this way here without getting the reflections. I don't know. The reflections are hard. All right. So I have the Scrum Master up in the top left. I have an Agile Coach AC, and I have a Project Manager here at the bottom. So what I looked at is I said, okay, in the past month across the United States, so this is across the United States, not my region, across the United States, how many Scrum Master posts, just pure Scrum Master posts in the last month? There was 1,338 Scrum Master posts. Agile coaches, 294. Project managers, 14,000 posts for job opportunities in the United States. Okay. So this is kind of why I leave that on my LinkedIn profile. Anybody has a question? Because there's 14,000 of them. So there's 14,000 opportunities. And again, some of my best Agile experiences have been where I come in as a project manager. I control the money. And I would say, hey, let's do Scrum. Let's do Agile. And then we implement that. And then it's kind of fun because you're building it from nothing. And they have no idea. So from a Scrum Master, let's go back. I got CSM, I put that in. Okay, how many Scrum Masters need a CSM cert? I just typed in the word CSM at the top. I didn't really go into detail. I checked a couple postings just to make sure the CSM was appearing, and it was. And out of the 1,300, 438 came back with a CSM hit on it. From Agile Coach, 67. So they really don't talk about CSM, Agile Coaching. Project Manager, 177. Okay. PSM, which is one of the new ones from scrum.org, 125 said PSM. 15 Agile coaches had that. 18 project managers had that, right? This is neat. So the ACP, which is a PMI cert, for the Scrum Master, 94 of them got a hit with the ACP cert. Agile Coach, only 32. PM, 114. So there's a lot, and you'd be amazed how many things I saw that said project manager, but they wanted you to manage an Agile team or Scrum team in their process. It's out there. Go take a look at it. Don't narrow your searches just for Scrum Master. Look at project manager and see how many maybe put Scrum Master in the terminology that they want, right? Or Scrum. PMP. I thought that was interesting. I don't know why the PMP showing up in a Scrum Master thing, because I didn't really see the cert, but I wonder if it's applicants or something. But 555 PMP things came up with Scrum Master. AC, the Agile Coach, 88. And for PM, 12,000. So you can see the PMP cert dominates the project management world. So if you got a PMP, if you're going to be a project manager and that's what you're going for, definitely need the PMP cert, right? But now SAFE. SAFE was interesting. SAFE is really growing, and you're going to see how this works, right? So SAFE, for a Scrum Master, I got 488 hits. That's more than the CSM, right? So a lot of these big companies are going for the SAFE cert. So maybe you want to look at SAFE as a way to go, too, if you want to get more opportunities, especially if you live in a government area, DC, big company, big corporate world. They like SAFE. Agile Coach. 159. So of all these certs, right, it got 159 hits for SAFE for an Agile Coach. So maybe being at, and I tried the SPC cert, but you know what? If anybody knows from old school, SPC also stands for Statistical Process Control. So I don't know if they were SPC as in statistics, or was it SPC as far as SAFE cert. So that's quite, so I did that, but it got me some weird results. And from a project management perspective, 1,000 of them had the SAFE, right? I wrote S, SAFE, S-A-F-E, SAFE. I also did a couple other search term combinations. Maybe I'll do that another show, but I just want to share that with you. So again, as you can see, project management, 14,000 posts. You know, Scrum Masters, 1,300. Agile Coaches, 294. So the world kind of narrows down. I do notice a trend that the Agile Coaches don't necessarily worry or mention anything about the certs per se, though they're there. I also did a couple other stuff, like the CSP cert for, and I got some hits, Kanban. Oh, Kanban. So I also did Kanban, right? I wrote it on the chalkboard and almost forgot. So I did Kanban. For a Scrum Master, I got 433 hits. So they kind of want Scrum Masters to know Kanban too. Agile Coach is 156. So from an Agile Coaching perspective, having some background in Kanban is a benefit to you. From a project manager, you'd be surprised, 170. I wasn't thinking I was going to get that in project management, but apparently. And Kanban's a very unique word. I don't think it's like repeated. So Kanban, as the way it's very unique, it's not, I don't think it's a combination of any words, but Kanban had 170 hits on the project management world, the same amount of a CSM. So Kanban is a thing. So they want project managers to know all these agile skill sets. And like I said, the ACP, they want 114 of them know the ACP. So I guess they want project managers now to know multiple agile skill sets, because as a project manager, you don't know what your teams are going to, how they're going to run it, what they're going to do. So I just wanted to share that with you as something that take an account. And again, what I did is I went on LinkedIn, I typed in like CSM in the search, then I changed the filter to look for job titles, and I did job titles of Scrum Master, Agile Coach, and Project Manager. And then I did a couple of other ones. I did PSM and Kanban and Safe, just to take a look. There's a bunch more. I did TDD, which maybe I'll do another episode. I'll show you some of the skill sets. Did TDD. I tried doing less. Less didn't quite come up. Dad was there, a few of them I saw. I looked at the IC Agile one, see if any of that had anything in it. I typed in the word scaled agile framework. I actually saw one posting where they took scaled agile framework instead of writing the SAFE, SAFE, for the certification where they wrote SAF. So I'm telling you, a lot of them just throw things out and create acronyms because they think there's an acronym, but they have no idea. They're like, oh, we need SAFE. Okay, all right, SAF, you know. Or they need scaled agile framework. That's what they want. So they create acronyms, SAF. Anyway, so that's the world we live in, right? So it's a little practical in the world. And I wanted to share that with you. So if you're looking at job postings this weekend or the new year and you're trying to figure out what's going on out there, where you want to go, what do you want to train in, gives you an idea what's out there. But I want you to help keep your options open out there and keep an eye out for that. Because I know I got a lot of new Scrum Masters asking, how do you find a job? What are you posting? Do you have any links? And if you're a new Scrum Master in your Philly area, or you got my connections in LinkedIn, you know, you can connect with me. I'll talk to them. I got lots of recruiters that come hit me up on LinkedIn. You can take advantage of that connections. So that's a good thing too. You now use your connections in LinkedIn. With that, so we talked about just the correction. I'm going to talk later about how I use Agile and Agile thinking in building the proposals for the court cases. We talked about job posting, different certs, different makeups, what to look for in LinkedIn. And the same thing on, you can do the same analysis. Maybe I'll do the same analysis. So I did in LinkedIn. I'll go on Monster. I'll go on Career. I'll go on Dice. I'll pull those up. I usually look at the different systems, what's out there, because a lot of people use Dice. I've been getting a lot of calls about Dice. And we'll do that comparison too, just to give you some data points, right? So you can take a look at what's out there. And with that, I think I just want to say one last thing. I'm carrying on, keep talking. And we really talk about getting home to your family and friends and, you know, I went to my aunt's viewing the other day, and the memories, maybe you'll be memorized. What you do is work, but that's work. That's capitalism. That's related to generating money and supplying, you know, being a money earner or somebody for yourself, or your family. But building those relationships with friends and family and making those memories and helping other people lasts longer than your life. Working in the office 80 hours a day, that's not going to last longer in your life. It's going to last as long as you're there. And once you're gone, your corporate will forget you, unless you revolutionize the business and run the business, maybe. But even that, how many CEOs of a company do you really remember that were past CEOs making billions of dollars for a company, but they left? You don't mention them. They don't think about that per se. I don't know. Maybe they do. I don't think they put that on your tombstone, right? They were a CEO of Amazon. I don't know if they, you know, they write that on that tombstone. So work-life balance, how are you going to do it? Hoping we'll give you some ideas to allow you to find a job so you can pay your bills, so you can enjoy your life, enjoy your family, take the stress out. So we're kind of helping you get there a little bit. So we talk a little bit of both stuff, right? With that, I want to give you a thumbs up. We got a little thumbs up. You know, I got the dad trophy. best dad ever. That's what it says. I love this one, right? So I'd rather be known as best dad ever than the super duper agile coach, maybe. And then ring the bell for the videos coming back so that when we do post, you get the little notes in your phones and everything. With that, we're going to say goodbye. Have a great weekend. We will be here Sunday. Going to be here early at 5 a.m. tomorrow. Just a lot of driving yesterday, coming back and forth, and did some research. So I think I know what I want to talk about tomorrow. So we should start at 5 a.m. tomorrow. With that, take care. See ya. Bye.